The Goddess of Crime. Here's what happens when you're about to get mugged. It's nighttime, usually some blackened hour, when you should be rolling over in your toasty bed. Your only excuse for being out so late is your vanity. You're one drink away from drunk, but you've still got your judgment. The streets are deserted and rain-slicked. In the dark valley of buildings through which you walk, every window has its curtains drawn, like children covering their eyes while watching a horror movie. A distant car horn blares as if trying to warn you. You see your reflection in an inky puddle under a flickering streetlight, amid a background of pinwheels of light. Above, the stars glitter like Turkish lamps, but they are not your compass home. Their beauty is a temporary distraction that pulls your eyes upward to marvel at the strangeness of the city that you've lived in for years but never stopped to admire. You will be so busy staring at the breathtaking sky that you will not see the hooded man waiting for you in the doorway two buildings down. He saw you the moment you turned onto the street. You don't see him until you're a few feet away, when his hooded shape slinks out of the shadows. Mother Nature kicks in. Your heart rate accelerates. Your breath runs shallow. Beads of sweat bloom in places you didn't know you could sweat. That alcohol buzz burns away, and you get as sober as if you never had a drink in your life. His shadow looms larger with every step. If you run, he'll grab you. If you turn your back, he might hit you. He's got you right where he wants you. If you have a knife, it doesn't matter. If you have pepper spray, it doesn't matter. It is too late. All those videos you watched on the internet about self-defense, just your imagination fooling you into thinking you could be your own hero. If you were going to avert disaster, you would have done it seconds earlier. The only thing that matters now, the only thing that's real, is your fear. First, he'll ask you politely if you have the time. You look down and find yourself on the ground, tasting cement as he grabs your things. Your watch, your ring, your phone, your wallet. You will feel light as his hoodie swallows your things. You will feel as if it has swallowed your soul. The urge to vomit will well up in your stomach, but somehow you will hold it down. You will struggle, but he will be ready. You will hear the metallic click of a gun cocking and stare into the depths of its barrel as he continues his pillage. His gruff voice will tell you to stay down. If you're lucky, he will strike you on the head as his getaway act. If you're unlucky, he will shoot you, and you will die. As for me, I will live. No harm will come to me tonight. I invented the ancient art of mugging. It hasn't changed in 5,000 years. The first man standing in a stone doorway in early civilization waiting by firelight to accost the first unlucky passerby. That was my design. I hovered behind history's first mugger in an ethereal mist, whispering in his ear and telling him exactly what to say and where to strike. His every move was a prayer to me. When that innocent pedestrian in a toga stumbled by smelling of dry wine, I guided my subject's hand into the back of the fool's bare head. A few silver coins and drops of misery later, my offering was complete. Any time a criminal inflicts misery upon the world, I grow richer and stronger. Yet there have never been any shrines to my greatness. No one has ever painted a mural in honor of me that I know of. No one has ever uttered my name because history has never bothered to record it. And it is just as well. A goddess like me thrives best in the shadows.